Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like to go to Woodbury Shopping Centre. Would this bus take me there?
No, it won't. The route I'm driving goes up to Jersey Hospital. You'll have to take number 98 bus, which will go east to the shopping mall.
Thanks. Does the bus stop here?
No, you'll have to take it from the opposite side of the road. Go across the street and the bus stop for eastbound is right next to the florist shop.
Number 32. Who is the woman talking to? Number 33. Where does the woman want to go? Number 34. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Thanks for telling me about the painting courses at the community center. I signed up for it earlier today, and now I need to get some supplies. Can you recommend a good art supply store near here?
I like the one on Washington Street next to the History Museum.
I think I've seen the commercial about the store before.
Actually, I just got an email about a sale the store's having this week. You'll get extra savings this week.
Washington Street is kind of far from me, but I think I can get there this weekend.
I'll send you the email I got from them. With the special discount, it's definitely worth the trip to the store.
I hope so. My class starts from next week. I need to buy the supplies this week. Number 35. What did the man do today? Number 36. What does the man want to purchase? Number 37. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation. Hi, could you tell me where I can find some strawberries?
Strawberries are in the fruit section at the end of aisle number 2. We also have various kinds of fruit salads and cakes, including strawberry ones.
Oh, I didn't know that. Where can I find the cakes then?
In the bakery section at the back of the store. I recommend the strawberry cake with some whipping cream.
Number 38. Where are the speakers? Number 39. What does the man ask about? Number 40. What does the woman recommend? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Brad, if you have time this afternoon, I would like to meet with you to discuss your job performance report. I know we are originally scheduled to meet on Thursday, but I have to visit the Sydney office because of some urgent matter.
Let me check my schedule. I have a conference call around 2 in the afternoon. I could meet you before 2 o'clock or after 4.
Let's meet right after lunch. This won't take long. We just have to go through the points I made and make sure you understand them.
Okay, I'll stop by your office just after 1 o'clock then. Number 41. Why does the woman want to meet with the man? Number 42. Why does the woman reschedule the meeting? Number 43. What time will the meeting take place? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm calling from room 2207. I was heading out for the shopping district in downtown, and I just noticed that it's raining outside. Unfortunately, I forgot my umbrella. Is there any place near the hotel where I can buy one?
Oh, you don't need to buy one. We have complimentary umbrellas available here at the front desk. I can have someone bring one up to your room if you'd like.
That's okay. I'll just stop by at the desk on my way out.
Well, if you'd prefer that way, that's okay. I'll be here all evening. But keep in mind that most of the stores in downtown shopping district close at around 9, so you might want to hurry.
Number 44. Who most likely is the man? Number 45. What does the man offer to do? Number 46. What does the man notify the woman about? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
The finance department gave me the sales report from our new pet shop in Middletown, and this quarter's sales figures are much lower than we were expecting.
Yes, I read that report too. Happy Pet, our competitor, has been there for a long time, and customers feel really loyal to it. We should do something about it.
Maybe we should advertise more in the local market.
That's a good idea. I can look over the sales figures again so we can focus our ads on the products customers most want to buy. Number 47. What problem does the woman mention? Number 48. How does the woman suggest they address the problem? Number 49. What does the man offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Hello, this is Jim Anderson. We talked on the phone last Friday. I have an appointment with you on Wednesday at 10:30 to talk about a small business loan. Would there be any documents I should bring that day?
Yes, Mr. Anderson. You should bring statements that show your annual income, your business account, and any other loan payments that you're currently making to other financial institutes. Also, you should bring the official loan application form.
I have all the documents ready, but I still haven't received your bank's application form.
That's okay. We have everything here at the bank. You can fill it out on Wednesday.
Number 50. What are the speakers discussing? Number 51. When does the man have the appointment? Number 52. Why does the woman say,
"We have everything here at the bank"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Barbara, Peter, since the store has been doing so well, I think now we'll be able to hire a few assistants.
Good idea. If we train them to handle things here at the store, then we will have more time to research the latest trends in the fashion industry.
That is true. The clothing lines we've had in stock have sold really well. But I'd like to expand our women's clothing and start carrying athletic wear as well.
Yes, and our children's wear has sold a lot better than we expected. We could really grow in this area too.
Okay, why don't I post a help wanted ad on a couple of employment websites?
Could you do that? I can also try to contact some of the agencies.
The sooner we get help, the sooner we can follow through with our plans.
Number 53. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 54. What will the speakers like to have more time to do? Number 55. What does the woman say she plans to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Have you seen the blueprints for the new building project in downtown? They're quite impressive.
Yes, I agree. It will be the best design that our department has ever come up with. The boss wants to meet with us and get our feedback before he presents it at the boarding meeting this Thursday.
Maybe you and I should get together before the meeting to discuss what we can improve.
That's a good idea. Today is already Monday. How about we see each other first thing tomorrow?
Sure. I'll stop by at your office tomorrow morning then.
Number 56. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 57. Why do they have to see the supervisor? Number 58. What does the woman imply when she says,
"How about we see each other first thing tomorrow?"
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for agreeing to this interview, Ms. Swift. Since your organic moisturizing cream featured in the trade fair last month, our magazine has tried to write an article about your business. Can you tell me how you got started?
Well, I've had skin problems for a long time, so I decided to develop a cream from ingredients that I can trust. I used only the certified organic vegetables and fruits to make the special cream. I loved it, and I guess more people like it too.
That's an amazing story. I heard now you're selling almost 5,000 jars a month?
Yes, and since my company took part in the trade fair, we've been working around the clock to keep up with the high demand.
Number 59. Why is the man interviewing Ms. Swift? Number 60. What product is being discussed? Number 61. According to Ms. Swift, what happened after the trade fair? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list. Excuse me, I'd like to send this package to New York, and I want it to be arrived there no later than Friday the 15th. It's a birthday present for my sister, and her party is on Saturday.
Well, let me weigh it first. Hold on for a second. If you send it by regular mail, it will take about 3 to 5 days. But if you use the express mail, however, we guarantee the delivery in 2 business days with extra charge.
Well, that is very expensive, but I guess I have no choice. I don't want my sister to have a party without a present. I'll take the faster option.
Okay, why don't you fill out this form first? Did you put anything fragile inside the box?
Number 62. What are the speakers talking about? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much would the man have to pay? Number 64. What will the man probably do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Excuse me, my name is Andrea Peterson. It's almost 2 o'clock, and I believe our accounting team has a meeting in this room in about 5 minutes. I was hoping you could wrap up soon.
Well, I'm pretty sure I signed up for this room for another hour. Why don't we check the schedule board on the wall?
Oh, you're right. That is strange. I was so sure that I've signed up for the room from 2 o'clock. I'd better get back and check the online calendar on my computer.
That's okay. I know the schedules could be confusing.
I'll try to be back in an hour. Sorry to interrupt your work.
Number 65. What are the speakers talking about? Number 66. How do the speakers resolve the issues? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What team does the man work for? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map. Stephanie, I'm worried. We've got a new editor starting next week, and I'm afraid we don't have enough room for him on this floor.
I've been thinking about it, too. I heard there are some empty offices upstairs. Why don't we move Jackie upstairs so that we can have space for the new employees? In that way, we could help the new employee get used to our editorial department first.
Good idea. Jackie's seat is near the entrance and closest to the stairs. The new employee will be able to meet many people from other departments.
We also need Jackie to help us with administrative work, too. We use her services on a daily basis.
For the time being, we should handle our administrative work on our own until we find the space for Jackie. We don't have any other choice. We cannot leave the new employee alone in nowhere. Number 68. Why is the man concerned? Number 69. What does the woman recommend to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which area will the new employee be seated?